Back now with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Winston Churchill once said, "History is written by the victors." And for much of our history, those victors have been men.
As a college student, Julia Nussbaum was struck by how writings and recollections from men accounted for most of the historical narratives that dominated her classes. She wanted to change that, so she created Her Story, a blog which invites women to tell their personal stories through their own unique perspectives.
Nussbaum spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about the inception of Her Story and its evolution as a digital refuge for female writers.
It came about in kind of a roundabout way, but the play on history is just because I felt like women's stories, and especially like everyday women's stories, sometimes get left out of the history books and they go unnoted. And so it's a way to tell stories of everyday women. And so I thought it would be fun to play on the word history.
When you say everyday women, what do you mean by that?
Women who kind of are the unsung heroes of their own lives. And so we've done stories on motherhood and what it's like to be a mother, what it's like to be a stay-at-home parent. We've done stories on coming out. We've done stories on going on your first date or having your first period, things like that. And we've also interviewed women who have started their own bakery or have created their own successful blogs or are women who are school counselors who are working with kids every day, just women who are going about their everyday lives but also leading really incredible stories and have really incredible stories of their own to tell.
So what was the impetus for starting this blog? What happened that you said, this is something we need?
Yeah. So in my last year of graduate school, I was at Vanderbilt, and I was doing an internship. And instead of my thesis, I was doing an internship in a nonprofit. And I did it for a year. And the nonprofit is called Thistle Farms, and they work with women who are coming out of trafficking and addiction. And one of the things that they had me do was kind of start – I was supposed to – one of the things they wanted me to do was to get to know some of the women. And so I started a project, and I started a writing class because lots of women had said that they wanted to tell their story. They had gone through this program, and now they wanted a chance to tell their stories about what had happened to them. And so I started this writing class, and it was supposed to be a creative writing class, not really a let's tell our stories writing class. It was more of an exercise of like just creating stories and kind of getting your creative juices flowing, because that's kind of what they were asking for. And so we sat down and started doing that, and I was really nervous because here I was with all these women who had these major life things happen that I couldn't understand at all. And I'd never taught a creative writing class before. I'd never done any of that. But I just knew that I liked writing. And a lot of the women at Thistle Farms liked writing as well. So we started writing together. And a lot of what came out of that was they wanted to tell their stories. And I saw this need to say, like, this has happened to me. This is my life. And to have it validated in words and on a page. And while they wrote, I kind of wrote along with them my own story, mostly because I felt like I needed to write with them. I didn't want to just be sitting there waiting for them. I wanted to do the activities with them. And I learned a lot about myself through writing about my family and where I grew up and things that happened to me in my childhood. And so I learned a ton of things about myself, and I thought, women all over have these stories in them, and they have things that have happened to them. They have things that they want to say, and they don't have a place to tell their stories. They don't have a place to say, this is who I am. This is the space where I can be brave and talk about how I came out to my parents. Or I had a story about one girl sent me, and she remained anonymous, but it was about how she had a miscarriage and didn't tell anyone. And so people were just started entrusting me with these stories. And I wanted a place to let women say what they wanted to say. And so that's a really roundabout way of how Her Story was formed. But it was really formed out of Thistle Farms and just that need to tell your story.
I think invariably when we talk about women's stories specifically, we get into, you know, so-called feminist territory, and there's always this group of people who say, well, why? Why does it matter? Why don't women have the same opportunities as really the other side of this, men? Why do women specifically need this space to talk?
Yeah. So I was a history major in college, and I took a class specifically on women's history in Europe and then women's history in America. And I kept thinking, like, why is women's history relegated to a class? Why isn't women's history throughout all of the history books? Like, why aren't we learning about these women alongside the men that we're learning about? And that was kind of the first time I realized women's stories aren't told unless we go digging for them. And I mean, some women's stories are told. There are the famous women that we know about. There are the Amelia Earharts and the Harriet Tubmans who saved the day. And there are these classic heroes. But then there's women whose stories we just don't know about, who have been mothering throughout time, who have been taking care of families, but also living these rich and deep lives. And I think that women just don't get a chance to give voice to a lot of what they have to say. And so I wanted to create that space for that voice to come into play. And I did it specifically for women because I do think that men get more of a chance to talk. As a woman myself, sometimes I get talked over and talked to instead of like me being able to engage in conversation. So I wanted a place where women could engage in that conversation and engage in community with one another without judgment, without fear of being oppressed or othered. So that's really the space that I wanted to create.
You mentioned you took a couple history classes about, you know, women's history, essentially. So often we look back at history, and part of the reason why women's stories aren't told that often is because much of it is written and formed by men, so our perspective on history ends up being through a male lens.
Yes, and I saw that, well, in the fact that most of my other textbooks were written by men and talked about men. And I think I've always, as a person who studied history, I've always been really interested in the personal stories of people. And when I went through my time at Thistle Farms and really got to know the personal stories of some of the women there, and now that I've done this blog, the personal stories of women are so life-changing and life-giving. And her story has become this community of women who are talking to each other and reading each other's stories and really becoming empowered by one another. I'll do themes once a month. And one month we did a theme on pregnancy loss. And women wrote in and told their pregnancy loss stories. And the amount of other women who commented either on our social media or on the blog just saying, you know, I'm so glad you're talking about this issue. No one ever talks about this. No one ever, like, this happened to me and I've been scared to talk about it because it's just not something you say. It's a taboo subject. And so we talk about those open and taboo subjects. We talked about in May, we talked about the purity myth. And that was just kind of talking about a lot of the kids who grew up in the 90s, I think, got fed this line of, like, you have to stay pure, you have to do this or that. And it was specifically to girls. And so we talked about how that sort of was toxic for us growing up. And a lot of women commented and said, you know, I felt the same way. Like, I'm just getting over that. I'm just learning to love myself and love my body after the things that I was taught. So creating that community where women can come together and say, yeah, I feel the same way.
Now, you're moving, or you just moved from Tennessee to Wisconsin.
Yes.
And you have this online community. How are you reaching into the Wisconsin community, the Milwaukee community more specifically, and trying to engage them in this project?
Yeah, that's been the hardest part for me. It's been me reaching out and thinking about ways to connect with people. One of the great ways that I have connected with some women is actually after the election, when the Women's March created the huddles I utilize social media as much as I can because it's all online. And so I utilized the Facebook group that they created and just said, hey, I have this blog. I'm telling stories about women. I'd really love it if you, if anyone wants to submit, here's the information. Here's how you do it. I've only been in Milwaukee for 6 months. And so I'm working hard to try to get into the community. And I'm still looking for that. A lot of my writers still come from Nashville, where I was living before, because I had this built-in community of people that I already knew when I started. Like I said, I do utilize a lot of social media. So some of my writers have found me via Facebook groups that I will post in. So I've had writers from Wales and Australia and Guatemala. So it's really cool to see it like all over the world, kind of.
Julia, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you so much.
Milwaukee-based writer Julia Nussbaum is the creator of Her Story. She spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. For more information on Her Story, you can head to wuwm.com.